Turning to the Trump administration and its pressure on US federal agencies, former FBI agents are speaking out about the politicization of the Bureau and have this morning launched a support group for embattled employees. What's happening?
This is a really interesting one, Sally. It shows the pressure that the Bureau and some of its staff are claiming to be under from the Trump administration. This group of ex-FBI staff includes agents, trainees, even the former acting director of the FBI has appeared in a video promoting this group to FBI staff who may need help.
Now, the FBI is being used as a political tool against the president's perceived enemies.
People with decades of experience are being fired simply because they investigated political figures now in power.
It's time for those of us who served our country with the FBI to offer our assistance to the special agents, the intelligence analysts, and the professional staff who are under attack.
So since Donald Trump returned to the White House and he installed his ally, the former podcaster Kash Patel, to run the FBI, there's been a purge of sorts at the organization. Dozens of agents fired, some offered redundancies and some retiring from the Bureau. Some of the agents were tied to investigations probing the president or the January 6 riots or for reasons they claim were political. There was a trainee who said they were fired for having a pride flag at their desk. Last year, the FBI chief, Kash Patel, denied that any of the firings were for political reasons.
You assured Senator Blumenthal all FBI employees will be protected against political retribution. So you're testifying today that you played no role in the firing of even a single FBI agent for political retribution.
None for political retribution.
That is the answer that Kash Patel gave to Democrat Adam Schiff. And he's made similar denials when questioned by politicians this year. But the pressure on him and the administration is growing because a number of agents are taking their claims to the courts. There are a group of FBI leaders who launched a class action lawsuit, another who launched anonymous lawsuits this year. One of them that you heard earlier is Brian Driscoll. He was the acting FBI director for a few months until he was fired in August. He's now suing Kash Patel. And in the lawsuit, he says that he was asked about his political leanings in his interview, whether he supported the president. And then when he got the role, he said he was asked to enforce loyalty tests and also give his superiors a list of agents who'd investigated the January 6 Capitol riots.
So I was telling them this is wrong. And if there is corruption or misconduct, we've looked into it, but we will look into it again. But I don't have the trust to just blindly give you a list of names and hope that they don't get fired.
So that was from an exclusive interview Brian Driscoll did recently with CNN. After pushing back on providing that list, he was fired himself. He was only a few years from retirement. He lost his pension and also his family's health insurance. He is now part of that class action lawsuit. And he's now part of this group telling FBI staffers, where they can get help. And the question that he is asking, Sally, is how long can this continue for? And will the Bureau ever be the same again, even after the Trump administration leaves?